This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. U.S. President Joe Biden says he will veto a bill to fund Israel's supplemental arms budget if it gets decoupled from funding for Ukraine. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson reports.
Opposition to a new round of funding for Ukraine to combat Russian aggression is broader in the House, the lower chamber of the U.S. Congress. But in the U.S. Senate, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has been a key voice supporting continued aid to Ukraine.
Russia would love to see Iranian-backed terrorists in the Middle East weaken America and our allies. Iran would love to see a Russian victory against Ukraine that divides the West and deepens its own defense cooperation with Moscow.
Some Republican senators remain concerned, arguing there is not sufficient oversight of the aid and that the U.S. cannot indefinitely fund a war. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
French police have opened fire on a woman who threatened to blow herself up and allegedly made death threats and spoke in support of terrorism on a train heading to Paris. The shooting Tuesday is the latest security incident in France, which has been on heightened anti-terror alert since a fatal stabbing at a school on October 13th. The Paris prosecutor's office says two police officers together fired 8 shots, seriously wounding the woman. What exactly the woman said is now the subject of a police investigation. The UN body formed to promote respect for and protect people of African descent around the world says in its first report that they continued to, quote, be victims of systemic racial discrimination and radicalized attacks. The forum calls for reparations, saying they are essential to rectify past injustices against people of African descent. The report was delivered to the UN General Assembly on Monday. This